If you would turn with me to Romans chapter 15, verses 5 and 6. And I'm just going to read these two verses, verses 5 and 6. This is the living, all-sufficient Word of God. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I believe that on the Lord's Day, when we are focused together on worshiping as we have been, as we're worshiping the Lord together, as he has commanded, and we are ready together to worship in the power of the Holy Spirit, that I was just thinking about this, that I believe we're closer to achieving what is prayed in these verses than maybe many other times in our lives or our week. The Lord has assembled us here to unite us in him, to make him our focus in everything. The God of patience and comfort is able to grant us to be like-minded toward one another. In other words, to be in harmony with one another. And that according to Jesus Christ, it says, according to him. And where better to be like-minded and in harmony than during the Lord's Day of worship, as we are all looking to him. Philippians 2, 1 through 5 says this, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, comfort, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy, this is Paul, by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Then he goes on to explain a little more what that's like. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. That is self-focus. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And then, verse 5, he said, let this mindset, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. His mind. We are to have the mind of Christ, each of us, and so become like-minded. That's how we become like-minded. Not just that we agree in politics or whatever. We want to be like-minded because we love Jesus together. And become like Christ-like in word and action and thought. We're to model him. And we're to imitate him. We're to become like him. And we're to treat each other more as he would, with patience and love and grace. And by his grace, we are growing here in being like him, in our patience and forbearance, which it mentions here. Patience and forbearance with one another. As he is long-suffering toward us, and merciful to us, and kind to us. And by his grace, we are growing in being like him in our giving of comfort to one another, in loving one another, in being humble toward one another, in serving one another, as he loved us and humbled himself by going to the cross for us. So he was sacrificial in his love. May we be like-minded like that. We are to be so like-minded that we are able with one mind and one mouth, or in other words, one voice, heart, to glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we seek to do that each Lord's Day, of course, as we worship here. At this time of worship causes us to refocus together on the Lord. What a blessing. And Matthew Henry said this on this passage. He said, this like-mindedness must be according to the precept of Christ, according to his pattern and example. It is the gift of God, and a precious gift it is, for which we must earnestly seek him. Our divine master invites his disciples and encourages them by showing himself as meek and lowly in spirit. That same disposition, that same character ought to mark the conduct of his servants, he said. The great end of all our actions must be that God may be glorified, and nothing more forwards this, he said, than the mutual love and kindness of those who profess faith in Christ. And the world is noticing that. When we are together, and when we partake at the table, as we will, we are to glorify him with our heart and soul and mind and strength, with our voices together in praise, with all that is within us, with one mind and one voice, uniting and praising the Lord Jesus who died on the cross for us, which we see. We are reminded again of his death for us, his sacrifice for us. And when we do this, we come closer, I believe, to experiencing what we will enjoy together forever with the Lord, this kind of harmony. As we have the mind of Christ, and as we are like-minded in Christ, we show, again, that we are united in him. This is a table that unites us, that we are one in him, as this communion shows. So let's come to this table, dear family, and participate in this communion with one mind and one voice and one heart to glorify God and to be renewed in his grace. Let's pray. Lord, you are the God of patience and comfort. And we bow before you and we ask together that you would grant us to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, and that we might, with one mind and one voice, glorify you, even in this partaking. Glorify you, the triune living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Lord, enable us by the filling of your Spirit to partake of this means of grace that you have given to your church, to your body. And Lord, unite us in you and renew us together in your grace. Lord, we praise you for making this possible by sacrificing yourself for us on the cross and for rising in victory. And we come boldly and joyfully in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Master and our King. Amen.